Weiß einen Strom, das ein herrliche Frau fließt wunderbar still in das Land. Der gestrahlten Glänze wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? Aus Wele, ich bitte dich, komm und so diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig mit.
O glaube es,
wie es erfüllt dich, wohin dieser Strom sich nur einmal da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das unter den köstlichen Segen genießt. Erleichtert von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm, und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinste nein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Durch Jesu vergießet sie sich sein kostbares, teure und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, er fließt für dich. Wenn der Vater komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, das angesicht Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sei Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich.
We keep seeing it over and over again. This is that stream, this message. You see, if you tell a lie, tell yourself a lie often enough, after a while you get to believe in that lie. And there's the same thing if you tell truth often enough. And maybe someday people will believe it. We've been telling the truth here for 40 years. God sent a prophet. That's the truth. We've got to keep repeating it and repeating it. People don't get it because the world church system has snuffed it out. They got that church world out there. It's all. Satan is the head of it, no matter how I look at it. Mm-hmm. He's infiltrated it all. He's perverted it and like I keep saying, you tell a person the truth, he'll run you out of town. Tell him a lie, he'll whine and dine you. So we got the odds stacked against us. We're telling people the truth, and like I keep saying, I told these other preachers that God sent a prophet. And Brother Branham used to say, just give them the word test. Tell them the truth, see what, how they'll react. But tell them the truth. God sent a prophet. You're baptized of the devil. A Trinity baptism is was instituted by Constantine. Back at 325 AD. You can just go back and check everything we're saying here. And you'll find it to be exactly so. See, we did our study for the last 40 years. We were set under the ministry.
You would think it's very simple to come to realize, you know, that baptism is actually a counterfeit. It's not real. But when you're wrapped around a cloud of deception, you know, Satan has deceived people. To us it's very simple, but it's hard to come through that deception that Satan has out there. And people have fallen the tradition and the religions of the elders, and they have just continued down that path, and they never stop and question these things. And they just continue going down the same road of deception.
See, we found grace in guys of God, and that's why we can put this thing out there, and then God gave us the mandate, and we know that's what we're saying, 100% accurate. Like I say, you tell the truth, after now eventually somebody will get it. Maybe not all of them, because the people have been brainwashed for 500 years and believe in that other right thing is it, when it's not. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. For we have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
I'd rather have Jesus
than silver or gold. I'd rather be
yes than riches untold.
I'd rather have Jesus than high. This world apart today, I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldly fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to live in a king of a vast domain, or veiled in sin's dreadful way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. It is all around us. Darkness comes to hide our way. Don't you spare, the night is ending. The clearer sky will greet the day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. Even the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way, for the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way, for the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a bright day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. And the light of heaven's dawn. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can make the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My abode of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Like that time we went in there, that, how did I show in there, that woman, that Angie, she just unloaded on you, like a storm out of nowhere, unexpected. Mm-hmm. But it didn't bring you down, eh?
No, the Lord spoke to my spirit. Be still and know that I am God. He's God, not Angie.
Yeah, she really tried to put you in a guilt trip. Yeah, we've managed to work our way out of that religion. You cut in that religious system. You're trapped everywhere. You can't be free. You can't navigate in that religious system. I remember back in the day, I wanted to go back and join up with these cults. So I was on probation for 6 weeks. And that 6 weeks, I couldn't read my Bible. It didn't make sense, you know. I was in that, like you're in a dungeon, yet you can't even see daylight once you're in there. I know we talk a lot, all right, but they don't last very long. After a while, they chill out. It's a miracle. They're still listening to us, some of them. You got to be free. I got no advice for nobody what to do or not to do, but the Lord knows what to do. It's a good place to raise your family and that cult, just up to a certain degree, because it's pretty tough out here. But with God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. God can make a way. He made a way for us over and above.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't tell people what to do. They can just go to the Lord
and
find out what to do.
And for a lot of people, living in a colony is kind of like they can get away with not working or just sleeping or stuff like that, you know. Some people are just plain lazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that environment, you can hide behind that environment, and but there's people that are actually can work very hard, and yeah, there's people that take advantage of every situation.
Yeah, drones. Some people are self-motivated. They'll they'll find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know back in the day when we went from Mayfair back to Riverside, sometimes you run out of work. Well, I went and found work. I started rewinding motors, and there's always a burned down motor. There's always motors to rewind. I did things. I went out of my way just to be busy, you know. But some people, they just do whatever they have to do. But see, we got it good, you and I. We're free from that religion, and we're free to worship the Lord, Spirit, and Truth, and if everybody did what we're doing, what a glorious world it would be we're living in. Get up in the morning and spend time with the Lord, and then sing some songs, and take everything to heart, and then the day goes by quick. I just noticed lately how quick a week goes by. Before you know it, it's Saturday again. Time just floats by. We can't wait to get up in the morning. And then throughout the day, the Lord just seems to bless us throughout the day. Because we got no religious hang-ups. The Satanists in head and those religious things. It's all controlled by Satan. You got to realize that. Now, what kind of advice would I have for people that's in there? I don't know. It's to his own.
Yeah.
I just know what I have to do. You can. All you got to do, actually, really, all they have to do, don't understand it. That's the easy part. Just, well, we believe Sam and Lorraine. We don't believe your garbage. You don't have to talk like that, but you just let them know where he stands, because they don't have nothing. They've been preaching for 600 years, and they don't have. They never tell you the things that matter. The most important thing that really matters. Not one time did I ever hear anybody say anything by God sending a prophet. I had to completely get out of that system, get away from all these religions, quit reading these stupid books from the Bible store and everything, and then I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack. That's the only thing that's worth repeating here in the church in Italy. To see anything outside of that, believe you me, these antichrists will get it, and they can preach better than any Christian. You go listen to John Hagee. Man, I love that guy can preach. It just seems to float out of him. But see, he's an antichrist. He's not telling the people that God sent the prophet. That's what I keep saying. That's why the deception is of such magnitude. They'll tell you anything. They'll even tell you the truth. But they'll never tell you what really matters for the church to live to see that God sent the prophet. And anything outside of that angel, the church to live to see that angel, behold in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, anything outside of that, believe you me, Satan will take it and he'll send in his antichrist, and like I say, they can preach a lot better than any Christian can. The devil anoints them. And they got lots of oomph, lots of zip, and lot of charisma. And he knows how to do it. That's why we can't even get our foot in the door. Because he's been deceiving these people for 600 years. And they think that's the way to go to heaven. Well, they find out when they die, they go to hell. But they find themselves in hell. And they were just trying to warn. And just, that's all we can do. That's the things the Lord told me when he, back in the day, he woke me up 5 o'clock in the morning. Sam, I want you to start up a website and then put it out there, and whosoever will, let them come. You don't even have to advertise. If there's somebody out there that really has a gut-wrenching hunger and a thirst for the things of God, God will bring them to it. It's just always simple. It's the only job description we have. To put it out there on a day-to-day basis, and then people do with it, that's their business. But we're living in an hour of tremendous deception. Everywhere you look is nothing but major deception. These preachers in the pulpit, they're just out there to deceive you, like I say. A lot of them, they got a lot of charisma, and they jump around, and you would be convinced you're of God. But you're like back in the days of Herod, when he had his speech. And all the people, oh, this is not a man, this is a God speaking. And began to worship him, and then the Lord spoke him because he didn't give God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing today. It's just those people at the pulpit, they're just seeking their own, for their own glory, for their own gain and gore. And they see how much money they can get out.
Mm-hmm.
They're all worth the millions. Well,
yeah,
that's their chapter. And this here's our chapter. Because we want to end of the day, we want to go through life, because you only get one run at life. And when we're dead, if you only get one run at it, we want to make sure we take it to the scriptures. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
is marching. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Yeah, the truth keeps going, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not. Someday, it'll just bump right into the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecies are being fulfilled, earthquakes, in diverse places. That's God, that thing they had over in Nepal there, just overnight, it just started coming, and 1 minute, you got 10 feet of water flowing down the river. Mm-hmm. Took everything with it. And the same thing down in the Grand Canyon, all of a sudden, a flood came.
Mm-hmm.
Took 18 people or something with it. A lot of them got to safety, but just comes in overnight, right? Judgment. Himmel lauf der Luft am Meer. Mein Sieg als Gottes Heer. Auf zur Reihe, Sonnen schonen. Über die in Finstern wohnen.
Mm-hmm.
People that live in the... They take everything for granted. And we're just trying to warn people. We don't get antsy. They're not our burden. We just do what the Lord said. Get up in the morning, sing some songs, start the day with prayer, set the standard, and that's what we've been doing. Have a conversation, give us today our daily bread, and that's what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. Whosoever will, let them come and tap in, because that's the only thing that's left. These donkeys out there in the pulpit, they won't tell you what we're telling them. In fact, if they find out you're as much as even paying attention to what you're saying, they'll put the brand on you. They'll have you on their hit list, because
mm-hmm.
I know how the devil works. That's satanista erdane. These preachers in these Hutterite pulpits and in these worldly pulpits and these Pentecostal pulpits, they are not of God. Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society, and he uses that religious infrastructure to deceive the masses,
mm-hmm.
like Jesus said. If it be found, even the very elect would be deceived. So there's a deceptive mechanism out here that's called religion. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
we're trying to alert people.
And he's okay when people listen to Hagee and that Kenneth Copeland and all these preachers out there, because he knows they don't have it.
They don't tell them about
mm-hmm.
They don't tell them the truth for the day. That's
mm-hmm.
the key. It's always been the message for your day. Anything outside of the message for your day is just a waste of time. And like I say, Satan will get a hold of it. He'll send in his antichrist, and he'll try to confuse you and question you and debate you and all that stuff. That's what he does. That's what he did in the early church. Back at the time of the Apostle Paul, Paul said, after our departure, he's saved. Will come in, his grievous woe, they called him grievous woe, will come in, and it only took him 300 years. He had that whole Christianity so polluted and so watered down, the people didn't know
uh-huh.
whether they were coming or going.
That's right, and that's why they have the numbers. Like even in the wilderness with the children of Israel, with Dathan and Abiram and Korah, these people, they had the numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know. Moses and Aaron were left standing there, and these people had persuaded the whole congregation on their side. And that's how deception works. It's able to lure people into numbers. Like, you go to these auditoriums, they're loaded. And why? It's because it's deception. But that's how Satan lures people away, astray.
Well, we still got our struggles. 1 Samuel 15, let's start verse 22. Then Samuel said, "Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as he does in obedience? Certainly, obedience is better than sacrifice. Paying attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft and presumption is like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. A different translation says, and Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. And that's what we see. We made a lot of sacrifices in life already. Lost everything, made a sacrifice. But all that is nothing if you can't come to a place where you can actually obey the Lord. His obedience is better than all the sacrifices that we've made. It doesn't amount to hill of beans if you can't be senses before the Lord and do whatever he tells you to do. Mm-hmm. We're just like everybody else. We got a certain level of rebellion. Anyway, I do, and it takes a lifetime to tear down that rebellion. Like, I keep thinking about Jesus. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. Jesus could not go after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He couldn't go direct to the Calvary because he had to learn obedience. He had to learn to be obedient to his Heavenly Father, so the Spirit of the Lord, once he was in the wilderness, he led him here, he led him there, and all the while what the Lord was doing, he was teaching him obedience, that finally the day came, and he had a hard time to just say, Lord, thy will be done, not my will, but thy will be done. And he surrendered himself, and he went to the cross. And it's the same thing with us. It takes a lifetime to tear down that rebellion where we can actually allow ourselves to be obedient to the Lord. I'm just as guilty as anybody. The Lord's been dealing with me for a long time to go on a 40-day fast, maybe 50 days, because I got to lose 40 pounds. And it's pretty hard for me to just surrender, thy will be done. And it's a tough road to hold, but eventually you have to do it because God prompts you and he moves on you. To just, like I say, we've made a lot of sacrifice, but they don't mean nothing if you can't break your will. If you can't do, Lord, thy will be done. Yeah, he kind of prompts you and he's got some easy work sometimes, easy for you, but then it comes sometimes it's a tough road to hoe to just be obedient to what the Lord wants you to do. Like back in the day, he worked with me for 2 years, brought me under tremendous conviction to go up and bell that cat, to go up and tell these preachers that they're wrong and expose their unfruitful works of darkness. And because I know the minute you open your mouth, I know exactly what it'll cost me. And like I say, it took the Lord 2 years to kindly get me to that place where I finally said, thy will be done. And I went and I did what needed to be done. Tell that cat, tell that Jake Kleinsdorf, he's a crook. Tell my father-in-law he's a renegade. He's nothing but a bunch of crooks. And, they're abusing the Word of God. They're twisting the Word of God to their advantage to make it look, to make it fit their pattern and their program. But at the end of the day, then the Lord leads you on. And then what you do, then he teaches you more things and to get rid of all these shackles and eventually you find out that religion is the biggest problem of it all. You got to get rid of all that religion. It takes a lifetime because you've been infested all your life. I was 45 years old when the Lord got me to go up against these cults. But the children of Israel, they left Egypt, but they took Egypt with them. They wanted the garlic and the sausage, and they always wanted to go back to Egypt because Egypt was still in them, except for Joshua and Caleb, the only two people that made it into the promised land. The rest were always griping, always grumbling about something. But it took the Lord a lifetime. And in fact, 40 years they were in the wilderness. And finally, the next generation, he let them go into the promised land. But the rest, they died in the wilderness because the natural man was always trying, yanking them back, and that's our battle, is the natural man. And we just have to be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the things we have to go through. You can make sacrifices all you want, but to be obedient to the Spirit of the living God, that's another thing. I know the Lord is dealing with a lot of people that listen to us to surrender and to step up to the plate and start letting people know where you stand, but they won't do it. They're disobedient. They look at it, well, it's going to cost me. Well, it might cost you everything. It costs us everything, and we're setting a standard. If we could make it, so can anybody else, because the Lord will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. All you got to do is trust Him, step up to the plate, and be counted. It's not that hard. But yeah, you might lose everything, but so big deal. He that is willing to lose his life for his sake in the gospel, he will gain it throughout eternity. It's worth the trip. That's all I have to say. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, Lord, once again. Give you thanks for another day of life, for traveling mercies, Lord. Everything you do for us, Lord, where you brought us from and what you're bringing us to, Lord. You've given us a hope and you've given us your word. You've given us the understanding of how this end time is going to shape, Lord. I just pray we'll never come to a place where we take these things for granted, but we'll always be grateful and mindful of your care and keeping, Lord. We pray for that. All right. Nation, Lord, if we don't stand in the gap for them and if we don't pray for them, Lord, they believe you and me, Lord, they're going out to hell in that because there's not enough time left to teach them things. We took us 40 years to bring us to where we are today. So we just pray, Lord, you'll do something in their lives, open up their understanding, open up their reasoning, and allow them to see the hour we're now living in, Lord. We've just been beating the drums here forever and a day, and then nobody seems to get it. And when they do get it, they just go back into the cesspools of religion again. And we just pray, Lord, you'll open up their understanding, open up their heart, allow them to see the picture, allow them to see the day and hour that we're living in. Let them see what they have to do to make it through the jungle that we're living in. Lord, we pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we all got our battles. It's not easy street. God, we sang that song that Eva Vin, that he that overcomes will gain all these things. But first you got to be an overcomer. You got to be able to crucify the flesh. You got to be able to overcome that religiosity out there. You got to be overcome even your own family. You just got to forget your father's house and your own people. So the king will greatly desire that beauty. All these things we had to give up and we had to surrender. But each to his own. Everybody has a certain things that God requires of him. And this is what he's required of you and I, to do exactly what we're doing here today, to warn a lost and dying world what's coming, where we are living in time, and we keep repeating it like we keep saying that if you tell a lie often enough, eventually you believe a lie. These other have been lied to for 500 years, and now they're so brainwashed that they actually believe that lie, that the other right thing is the way to heaven. It's not. It's a message for your day. That's the way to heaven. Because Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And here in the church, he sent that angel, and that angel linked up exactly what the Bible says, and the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And the latest year we had the seventh angel, and he linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And then when he was gone, because the latest year is such a deceptive hour, he linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. And we got a lot of friends and relatives in that Branham movement, but we can't get our foot in the door to convince them that God moved on with Raymond M. Jackson. He did not move on with Eddie Biskell or with Harold Hildebrandt or with Perry Green or all these donkeys. They're just there sent in by Satan to diffuse the picture, just like Billy Graham was sent in by Satan to confuse the picture that brought Brenham to keep people occupied and keep people entertained. But God had a message. William Brenham in the 60s and the back in the 50s and 60s. So he puts in his Antichrist, just exactly what happened back in the 1520s. Satan sent in his Antichrist to keep people's attention completely away from Martin Luther. Martin Luther was just exactly what the scripture said. He was in the days of the void of the fifth angel. He was the fifth angel. He was the church. He was the angel to the church, the Sardis, and he just happened to find Martin Luther's vocal cord, and Martin Luther was the kind of person he refused to compromise. The Pope came to him, and he offered him an audience with the Pope, and he said, I might as well go talk to the devil and with the Pope. He just saw right through that Roman Catholic garbage. And then Satan, he comes at it from another angle, and he sends in Andreas and Brahe, he sends in Jakob Utter to start a communistic system again. And we're onto it. We went into history. We spent the years, 30, 40 years, sitting under the mercy of Brother Branham and Brother Jacks. That's where we got our information from, because it says, like it says, God has hid these things. That's right down here. God has hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babe such as would learn. You and I, we were willing to be taught, we were willing to learn, and then God opened up our understanding and he allowed us to see that God sent the prophet and the church here to live to see, and he allowed us to know anything outside of that is just infiltrated by Satan. The Satan is there. Believe you me, they can preach 10 times better than anybody else could. They can speak so fluently. It just flows out of them. And you swear that's got to be God. But it's a satanic anointing, exactly what Jesus said. What's going to be in the land? It's false Christ. What does Christ mean? False anointed one. They're falsely anointed by Satan to stand in the pulpit of this world. They to do one thing and one thing, to make sure you're deceived and to send people out to hell on that. That's all what that religiology is out there. We're just trying to hold the fort. We're just trying to tell people the truth. And if you come on board, God will make sure you have an expectant end, because you'll wind up exactly at the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you can only do what the Bible says, whoever's athirst, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come. See, we're not playing the game. The things that we say, they are 100% accurate. Just that simple.
It says in Psalms 40, verse 6, you take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come, as is written about me in the scriptures. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. And then that's what it needs to come down. Like, people think they can just, if they sacrifice something, if they offer God something, if they can learn all the knowledge there is out there, the Bible, study the Bible and be puffed up, that's what pleases God. But it's not. Jesus, he came down and he said, look, I have come, as is written about me in the scriptures. Jesus knew what was written about him in Isaiah, that he's going to be that lamb being led to the slaughter. He's going to be that one that has to give up his life as a sacrifice. And he said, I take joy in doing your will, O God, for your instructions are written on my heart. And he gave that ultimate sacrifice of himself. Like he followed the scripture and did what God required. And a lot of people, they walk down the road of life, they think that being puffed up with knowledge is it, but it's not. It's doing the will of God. Like this one guy that Brother Branham ran into. Brother Branham wanted him to, God wanted him to go into the mission field. And he was not doing it. He was being disobedient. See, that's disobedience, right? And that's what it says. It's not, in the eyes of God, it's not good. I'm being disobedient. And finally he went, you know, and then nothing would have worked out in his life unless he went and did what God wanted. That's why there are people that all their life they're trying to make a go of something and it never comes to anything. It's because they're out of the will of the Lord. If they're out of God's will, then everything is going to go wrong all the time. They're never gonna go ahead in life. They're like financially and anything else because they're not in the will of God. They're outside of God's will. And that's the most important thing, is to find your place of where God wants you to be. And that's what people that don't want to come to. They don't want to yield to what God has for them, and then their life is never merit to anything. It's just always running in circles, and they never get anywhere because they just never are willing to make that ultimate decision to be in the will of God, to do His will, and instead of just doing their own thing.
I can say we've made lots of sacrifices, but they don't amount to a hill of beans if you can't be obedient to the Lord of glory. Mm-hmm. As He leads by His Holy Spirit, He'll lead and guide you into all truth. And we have prime examples. There's a song, I don't know, or it's a song, just a verse, up and bowed and geist as gaben, truth to see as you kite and haben, ere geld and well verachtet, viel as wiesen non betrachtet, fast and bait and singen reden, und mit Engelsungen reden. Alles diese sagte nicht, wo man nicht den Willen bricht. You gotta break your will. You gotta say, well, surrender to the Lord, and Lord, you do with me exactly as you see fit. That's why we come, that's why we are where we are. Over the years, the Lord dealt with us, and now we're coming up to the ultimate. Just be obedient. I gotta lose 40 pounds, and that's the toughest thing. That's the toughest thing I've gone through. To be obedient, to allow the Lord to put you in the fast for 40 days and lose 40 pounds, and be allow your body to be a vessel of honor. I don't know how it says it in English. You know how it goes in English.
It says revelation. I guess you can have lots of revelation and do miracle gifts like Wundergaben, miracle gifts.
We've done all that.
Comfort and sweets, Trost and Süßigkeit haben, like have comfort and all the sweets and riches. Despise honor, that's to reject honor, like and not do the things of this world.
One guy said, Sam, if you'd have done that, you would have made a big nappier. You could have made a nap for yourself. Who wants to make a nap for yourself?
Yeah, it says, despise honor, world, and money. Know and consider a lot. Fast, read, and sing. Pray, and speak with angel tongues. All these things, like if you can do all these things. All this I don't care, where you don't break the will. Like all these do not amount to anything, where you cannot even break your own will of doing your own, doing what you want to do instead of what God wants to do.
Like you were saying, that guy, he was out there farming. He was a farmer from Canada, actually. And he was out there looking for parts, and then bumped into Brother Branham, and Brother Branham threw right out. Never seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
And his life, they never even knew about him. But he looked at him and said, you're working against the Lord. The Lord wants you to go into the mission field. And here you're out there trying to make something work, which will never work. You'll just keep on buying parts and nothing will work for you. Why did you just surrender to the Lord? And finally he did surrender, and he finally had to come to pray, thy will be done. But he, I don't know how long he was fighting with the Lord to do whatever the Lord wants you. We're all going through the same thing. We all have a certain level of rebellion. And like I say, Jesus had to learn obedience by the things he suffered. He could not go from the wilderness right to the Calvary because it was too big a jump for him. He had to learn on a day-to-day basis to be obedient to his Heavenly Father, and He said, "Thy will, O God, I do it gladly." It takes a lifetime to get rid of all. It's better when you're young, because when you get older, that old tree doesn't want to bend at ease. It's like he's telling the young people, you're way better off to surrender when you're young, and then when you're old, it's good. The old natural man, he just grinds away. But we've sought the Lord all our lives. We've read the Bible all our lives. And I didn't really know why I cannot get this thing going, because I finally realized I'm living in an utter cult where the devil will never let you amount to nothing. All of this is a vicious circle, a vicious cycle, and you never get to nothing because the foundation is rotten to the core. It says, plant a good tree, then the fruit will be good. That utterite tree cannot bear a good tree, cannot bear good fruit, because it's not a good tree. It's a salty well, and all these examples we have in the Bible. I know there's nobody that tried harder than my dad to try to make that utterite cult produce something, to the point we almost had a stroke at one time. And I went and told him, I said, that utterite tree is not a good tree. You cannot make it produce good fruit because it's not a good tree. The Bible says plant a good tree, and that's what I learned. I learned a lot when I was 45 years sitting under his teaching and everything. And then finally dawned on me, it's just not going to get nowhere because it's not a good tree. And then I saw the scripture. Plant a good tree, then the fruit will be good. That's what the Lord, he took me out from that cult, and he led me to the ministry of Brother Branham, and I found water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is planting a good tree. Then he brought me to the message of today and the message of our day, and that's planting a good tree, and then eventually, as time goes on, the fruit will be good. But you will never produce nothing, no matter how hard you try, and that cult, it's never going to produce nothing. I'm thinking about that the time. There's a lot of people, they have a wife, and they have children, but see, these children, they don't belong to you. They belong to the cult. They belong to the state, like it was back in the day, but here, they belong to the church. Like I told you some time back, I came home, I hadn't seen my children for months, and I came home, here my dad called me. What do you want here? I said, I came home to visit my children. They're not your children, they belong to the church. See, it's just, that's what you have to do. You got to support the church, or the church belongs to Satan. Yeah. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. If it belonged to the Lord would never do that to what they, what these tugs do. And even if it's your dad or your father-in-law, they're married to the system. No matter how hard they try, they just cannot get that thing afloat because the root of it is cut right to the core. I've been trying to tell that to people left, right, and center. They think I'm just making trouble. No, that tree cannot bear good fruit. And someday, there came a day when I had to come to realize I'm just wasting my time here because we had a man come to us. He told us that utter, I think, is nothing but first-class deception. And I had to learn the hard way, but eventually, today I know what I'm talking about. Today I can truly say, that thing is not of God. And if it's not of God, it's got to be of the devil. And it's really hard for these people to understand that these preachers are nothing but a bunch of antichrist. They're nothing but working for Satan. The Satan is the head of it. Brother Branham used to say, just give them the word test. Tell them the truth and see how they will react. Give them the word test. And that's what I did. I gave them the truth. God sent the prophet. You know the story. And, I'm going to have to repeat myself over and over again. But see, that's just the way it is. We got a truth for here in these closing days of time. And we're just putting it out there for whosoever will.
Yeah, I always say, like, in that Hutterite system, first and foremost, you have to be obedient to that religious system. Like, God is secondary. Mm-hmm. Because even like your own family is not theirs. It belongs to that system of religion. It's just the way it is. It's the spirit behind it. And you cannot be obedient to what God has for you and your life on that system, unless that's where God wants you to be. like, I don't know, like as a witness or something, like for everybody's got a little bit of a different calling. Like you always say that Josh up there in Alberta, like God wanted his daughter to go back to the colony. And, you know, so God has a little different things and a requirement of people, you know. So it's just finding out your will for your life, like, and being obedient to that.
For some people, that's the place to be. Mm-hmm. I was out there for 4-5 years of my life, but one day the Lord came to me when my last daughter was born. The Lord just said, we got some work to do, and let's go. And I had a conference with a meeting with my father-in-law, and that was the beginning of the end for me. My life as a Hutterite was over the day that my youngest daughter was born. The Lord just came down saying, let's go, we got some work to do. And your reproductive program is over. But up until that, I was relatively pretty happy there. But, you know, God's got work for me to do. You got to do what the Lord wants you to do. And from there we went on, and that's been practically 35, 40 years now, and we've learned a lot in the meantime. Now God gave you and I the mandate to put out His ear truth and His closing day of the time. We only got a few more years left, then the day of the Lord will kick in. We'll run right into it, we'll bump right into it, and it'll come just like that flood came over in Nepal, just like that flood came down at the Grand Canyon there. Took a whole bunch of people away. People won't even be aware, just like it was in the days of Noah. That's what came and took them all away. The same thing here. We'll just bump right into it. Now is the time to prepare yourself, because back in the early 90s, the Lord came to me and said, seek the Lord while He may be found. And that's what I did. And He did. That's been going on now for 40 years, since the early 90s. And we're still learning. We're still moving on. And now, we're just trying at our level best to be obedient to what the Lord has worked on us to do here in these closing days of time. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Right, Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You. We just want to go over that scripture, Lord, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And we just pray, Lord, that You'll help us condition our lives, our hearts to be fully obedient to Your ways and to Your will, Lord, so that we can walk humbly before You and You can use us for Your honor and for Your glory. We give You thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.